Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Comedy Concepts with your host, Nancy Lombardo.
Ta-da-da-da. Another Manic Monday, everyone. We're going to have some fun, maybe some surprise call-in guests. And some comedy, some music, and a whole lot of crazy. Okay. See who's entering. I'm opening up the chat room. If you want to join Comedy Concepts chat room, just go to Blog Talk Radio, give yourself a self-promotional chat name, and I'll mention you on the show. Okay. Thank you. And we'll start with some fun. Okay. How about the comedy of Bob Greenberg?
Bob Greenberg!
Let's hear from the band, folks. The band, you're doing a great job, fellas. Take five. So I've been overeating. You know what scares me? Did you hear Swiss scientists have determined that when you overeat, you destroy brain cells. Now, I know I was fat. I know I was stupid. I've always been happy even as a kid. I remember one Halloween. I wanted to be a skeleton. Only skeletons don't come in husky. Me to go trick-or-treating, my grandmother had to sew my skeleton costume onto my white thermal underwear. My friends and I would go to the street and get to the first door, and the guy comes out to give us candy. Hey, it's Superman! Hey, it's Frankenstein! Hey, it's a fat boy in his underwear. Last Halloween, I didn't buy enough candy. Kids came to the door, I had nothing for them. So I gave them take out packs of sugar, which is candy in a pure form. When those ran out, I gave them take out packs of salt, pepper, soy sauce, stuffed sauce, hot mustard. I cleaned out the little shelf in my refrigerator. And did you know that any creamers make a glass of milk? You know that? Any married people out there? Any married people?
No, you admit it. Good.
I met my wife for the first time at Macy's Santaland. She was an elf and I was a Santa. Things happen. Remember the first day I met her, I wanted to ask her out, but I got so tongue-tied and nervous, I sounded like Lou Costello. Teresa? You want to go? Try it again. Teresa, how about it? So finally comes Christmas Eve, this last day of Santa Land. It is a temporary job. I decided to go for growth. I walked right up to her and I said, Teresa, what a... She said, yes, and that was that. And that was it, man. You have a five-year-old daughter now, so that's good. And you know what? I still do Santa Claus. Well, I don't do Santa Claus. That's not nice. I still play Santa Claus, not all year round, but not another or anything, you know, at Christmas time. And I worked this one gig on the Upper East Side. The woman who hired me asked me, just throwing out to meet the people, if I would be politically correct. And I said to her, politically correct Santa, I'm paying you, I want a politically correct Santa. I said, fine, I had no idea what the boys went out there. Merry Christmas. And happy Hanukkah, and joyous Kwanzaa. It's all the same to Santa. Hello, son. Have you been good? Not that it's bad to be bad. Good is good. Bad is good. mean women, I mean ladies who are age challenged. You know who you are, women, hear me roar. It's all that. So, I've done a lot of commercials, but you know the kind of commercial I like to watch? All those ones that come on late at night, you know, when the guy owns the store, he can't afford actors, so he does the commercial himself. Are we on? Hi! My name is Fat Roy, and I own and operate Fat Roy's Muscle Repair Shop. Located on Avenue J and Notion Avenue in Brooklyn. If you come down to Fat Roy's Muscle Repair Shop this week and this week only, we are giving away genuine main bodies. Now, meet the family. This is my wife, Eunice. And my son, Fat Roy Jr. So, come on down to Fat Roy. After all, this is our annual sale. Annual sale! So come on down, wrap what up. I said it'd be a free sale. Thank you. Thank you, thank you. Okay, before I leave, I'd like to do two impressions for you, two impressions. First is my impression of John Candy in every film. And here's one of my personal favorites. Here is Jack Gleason doing Shakespeare.
Yeah. check out the specials and rush to get lost in the crowd.
Hi, I'm Nancy Lombardo. Would you like to do something special this Christmas? Me too. So this Christmas, instead of sponsoring some silly little third world child, why not sponsor me, Nancy Lombardo, an American? For just pennies a day, barely the cost of a cup of Prozac, you can be my sponsor. Just imagine what your money can do for me. With your help, I can afford new headshots, resumes, voice lessons, demo reels, and the much-needed psychiatric help my friends have been joking about behind my back. Think about it. You can save me, Nancy Lombardo, an American, or some anonymous foreign kid who will probably just grow up to overthrow our government. I think the choice is simple, America. don't you?
Hey, World Talk Rock, Kat Secchione, Chuck Skull, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Saturday night. You don't want to miss it, and you don't want to miss Chuck Skull's World of Mayhem, which, Chuck, did you leave your show to come over to my show? Thank you very much. Chuck always has great nostalgia radio, and you want to check that out. Betty Jo Tucker's in the house in the chat room. I see you, Betty Jo. Movie Attic Headquarters every Tuesday at 4 p.m. on Blog Talk Radio. And this week she'll be featuring The Last of Robin Hood and The Calling. All right, you don't want to miss that. Betty Jo Tucker, Movie Attic Headquarters, always fun. Always a fun guest, too. And she also discusses two new Susan Sarandon films, The Last of Robin Hood and The Calling. You want to check that out with our guest, Scott Abramovich, who wrote the screenplay to The Calling. Okay, he's going to call in. You don't want to miss that. Now, who else do we have in the house? Did I miss anybody? Wacko Bob's in the house, in the chat room. Okay, Wacko Bob, Tuesdays through Fridays on Blog Talk Radio, 9 a.m. Check out the Wacko Network. And I believe we have our guest caller ready, calling in. I love this guy. He's got a terrific one-man show, Desperately Seeking the Exit. And also, he's doing something new and innovative in New York City right now, and let's open the line for him. I
Hello?
Believe we have Peter Michael Marino. It's Marino.
Good morning, Nancy Lombardo.
Hi, good morning. So tell us about this new exciting project you're working on in
oh,
conjunction
Solo
with
Com.
The Pit. SoloCom.
Yeah,
tell us all
really
about
excited.
It.
We did SoloCom. We, meaning The Pit, Toby Knops, and I created SoloCom last year, and this is the second year of SoloCom. And it is, from what we know, the only solo show festival in New York City that premieres all new works that are by solo artists that are comedies. So those are the three simple rules one must follow if one would like to submit to SoloCom. It needs to be brand new, or at least 50% new. We take people at their word. Although we do sometimes get submissions of somebody sending us their show with footage of the show that they've already done somewhere
done.
Else. And they're not even saying that anything about it is new. So, I mean, you know, it would be great to be able to just, you know, host a whole bunch of shows that people have done before. But what we think SoloCom is a platform for people to kind of take those ideas they've been just thinking about and actually have a chance to make them happen in a very supportive setting, in, you know, a festival surrounded by other people creating stuff. in
And tell
two
us about
venues.
The pit, because that's the venue. It's a very interesting venue. So tell us about
the
pit.
Oh, the pit's fantastic, yeah. I mean, a lot of people might know if you don't know, the pit moved to the Flatiron District about 2 years ago. It's at 123 East 24th Street. And there's two theaters there, a 99-seat theater and then a smaller sort of cabaret-type space downstairs called the Underground that seats about 50 or so. And the shows will go on in both spaces. And the pit, you know, the pit is always doing new things. I mean, they're also an organization that strives to, like, help launch new talent and give people a safe place to play without having to spend a whole lot of money on theater rentals, because you don't spend any money on the theater rental at the pit. You just get the pit, which is kind of special. And there's a great bar there as well. And who doesn't love
it? And it's continuing shows, right? Continual shows going on there.
Oh, my gosh. I think the pit has, like, four shows in each theater per night. And then they have three shows on Wednesdays and on Mondays, and they have jams that people can just show up and improvise with other people, and a really eclectic array of improv styles and stand-up and variety and comedy, and it's just a very nurturing place to be. And they also have classes, of course, which are held at Simple Studios.
And actually they have classes of how to do a one-person show.
They do. I would totally pitch those to you, but they're practically sold out, so.
Yeah, I know. That's because Peter teaches them, and he's such a good teacher. They sell out. I always mean to take one of those classes, and then something happens. I'm going, but I'm out of town still.
You're
but
a
it's
busy
great.
Woman.
So I try to be. And tell us about, tell us more. How can they, if they want to submit, how do they do that?
Well, the easiest way is to go to the Solocom website, which is pitsketchfest.com/solocom. Or they can just go to thepitnyc.com and find information there, or they can just Google Solocom. But it's pretty much all over the place. Tonight we're doing an early bird deadline tonight at midnight. And then there's one more week to submit by next Monday at midnight. Last year we got a little over 100 submissions, and we programmed about 60 shows, which ran from noon till midnight on 2 days, Saturday and Sunday in November. And, we're already up to about 70-something submissions now, so who knows how many will come in before the deadline
tonight. Well, I just put in my two.
All right.
Make that 72 submissions.
Excellent. Yeah, we actually saw a lot of people who performed last year, submitted new stuff for this year, so that's very exciting. And then one show in particular did really well at the New York Fringe. I'm sure that you caught a bunch of New York Fringe shows this past couple of weeks. But David Carl did a show, premiered. He was the last show of Solocom last year. His show was called Gary Busey's One Man Hamlet.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
And it just became like this breakout hit of the Fringe this year, and we're really, really excited for him. I told him the other day that, like, he's our Urinetown.
I love Urinetown.
It's nice to have, like, a success story. And Layla Ben Abdallah also did premiered her show, Beverly Blondell, How Did I Get Here, at Solocom last year, and that also got great reviews at the New York Fringe this year. A few other people, Harmon Leon, he debuted his show.
Oh, I know Harmon.
Yeah,
I've done his Tale. I did Tale with him.
Oh, yeah, of course, yeah. He did his one-man show, Yank Me, at Solocom last year, and then he just finished off a great run in Edinburgh, sold out houses and stuff. So, yeah, there's a whole bunch of nice little success stories that were.
Yeah, well, it's a great idea. You inspired me, because I have two shows that I've been meaning to put up, and I'm still writing on, and I said, you know what, I'm going to submit it. So don't be shy about submitting it, everybody. Just if you have an idea, just submit it. At least it'll get you started on working on it.
Let me ask you, how long did it take you to fill out one of those submission forms?
5 minutes.
5 minutes, exactly. Very simple. You give us your pitch.
And it's not a long pitch. It's not complicated.
Because it's a new show, so you can't know. You know, you can't know a lot about your show. I mean, you might have a bunch of ideas, and just tell us what your ideas are. And you know, what we want to do is we really want to make this festival as diverse as possible. So, last year.
So you never know. You might have something that's different. They might have
eight guys on puppetry, and they need something to mix it up with. So you never know. You should
just
submit.
One guy who has eight puppets.
One guy. One guy with eight. I actually know a great guy who could should do it. Shane Schneider. He's fantastic.
Yeah, you know, we had Adam Oslander. He's a clown. I think,
oh,
you know,
I know
Adam.
I know Adam.
Yeah, he debuted something new last year. So clowning, and we really want to get cabaret performers this year who have, like, a new kind of musical funny cabaret show. And even burlesque, if you know of any, if you have any burlesque listeners. We're looking for, you know, some skin and some sexy and some funny.
You know what? I'm going to actually send this site to my friend, actually. I'm going to send it to him because I think he would be great. Well, now you said one-man puppet show. He does Shakespeare puppetry.
Oh, yeah.
That is phenomenal. They just did Titus Andronicus, the bloodiest
of
all Shakespeare plays, but with puppets,
yeah,
puppets and people.
Yeah, that show did really well. It got a lot of great reviews.
Oh, it's amazing.
It's
just amazing. So that's what's
great.
But the Pit is one of my favorite places to go play or to see shows. Always I see a very interesting show. And just as a tag, you have a show, upcoming show in Philadelphia? Where's your upcoming show?
Yeah, I'm doing the Philly Fringe, and I am finishing up the 2.5-year run of Desperately Seeking the Exit at a nightclub called Voyeur in Philly, September 5th and 6th, and then 2 weeks after that.
You always find the most amazing venues.
I know.
Are you in the chat room by any chance? Because
no.
Other people are they're commenting on you. They go, I love this guest.
Oh, my God.
Betty Jo Tucker, another radio show just said it. I love this guest.
Oh, that's great.
Thank you, Betty Jo.
I can't do two things at one time. I'm barely able to speak, let alone speak and read.
So let's give them the information again. Okay.
Right. Okay.
Send your applications, too.
So actually, you know, I should also say that Sketchfest is run by my co-producer of Solocom, Toby Knobs, and that's for sketch groups, and that happens in October. And they're also taking applications, and their deadline is tonight. The early deadline is tonight. So if you just go to pitsketchfest.com, you'll see all the information you need to know about Sketchfest and Solocom.
I hope I submitted for the right ones.
I'm pretty sure you did. Yeah, because I sent you the link just to Solocom. But it's all on the same.
Oh, I think I pitched Sketchfest applications.
No. Really?
All right.
No.
Well, I'll go back and check.
No, you didn't. You didn't.
I didn't.
Because,
okay.
I
see it. Now, there's my confirmation, Solocom. Okay.
Oh, yeah. You're in.
You see how great
that's,
this is? If I'm doing it, you should be doing it.
He might be listening right now. Toby on the other end, he does, like, all the sort of mathematical computer-based stuff that involves, like, HTML and stuff like that. And I do all the, like, social media, you know, graphic stuff.
And you're so good at it, too. This is a great opportunity. You don't have to – they don't have to be professionals, right? They just have to have a good, solid idea that's presentable.
Yeah, and it really helps if there's, you know, if you have a YouTube video or something that you can show us, you know, what kind of stuff you have, you know, even a resume or a website or something like that, just so we have a, you know, a good idea of who you are.
And tonight is the deadline to save money. If you want to save money, tell them about it, Peter.
It's only $15 if you submit before midnight tonight, and then it just goes up to a whopping $20 if you want to submit after tonight. And, you know, we do that for a number of reasons. One, the submissions helps us promote the festival with, you know, postcards and flyers and stuff like that. You know, the ticket prices are very, very
inexpensive. And then there are people at the theater that work at the theater. You've got to pay them. They're helping you with the show or running the board or whatever,
you know,
they're doing.
We try to, like, employ, and when I say employ, I mean work for very little money, like technicians who will, if somebody has just a stand-up comedy show and they really don't need anything more than lights up and lights down, we like to try to have an intern who's, like, learning the ropes to do something like that. And we like to invite, you know, other junior producer type people just to sort of be around the festival and get an idea of how to run it and how things work. And, you know, we really try to, Toby and I try really hard to make sure that every single person involved feels very special and that they're gaining something from it and learning something from it. So, the application fees help go to that. But, you know, the other side of it, too, is, like, if there's no application fee, then you're just getting, you know, submissions from people who really
oh, no.
have never
then it,
stepped
then
foot.
It's,
and
it, and
never
it takes
foot
time.
On stage
it's,
and they just think, oh, here's my chance. And so we would get thousands if we didn't, you know.
Yeah,
it
and also
sort of makes
it
you
takes
know,
time
you're a
to.
More serious.
You have to read all those. You have to go through all the things. So it's a little bit of work there involved. So yes,
so it's
you should
part.
Be.
The best part is going. I mean, not only going through them, but then actually curating the festival. You know, if we get a stand-up comedian who wants to try 15 minutes of new material, and we have a solo show that only has a half hour of material, then we'll try to match them up so that it's a great stand-up to open for this particular solo show.
Oh, gee, I didn't even think of that. Don't make me enter three times.
I said, don't enter three times.
I said, I forgot about my stand-up. I said, I didn't even think of it. Stupid.
Yeah, come on, you know the stand-up. You need to spread your wings.
Oh, yeah. No, I have a lot of crazy music and stuff that I do in my act that I haven't done yet. And I said, gee, I'd really like to put that together in the show. I've been meaning to do it for years. And I said, when am I going to do that?
Music is very, very, very welcome. Again, adding to the diversity of the festival. So
you see, so you could come in and you could register if you just have a funny. It must be comedy, though, right?
Yes.
Yes, it must
and
be comedy.
And we have
gotten
submissions that are blatantly not funny. You know, it's just there's
nothing.
The application isn't funny. The subject matter isn't funny. There's nothing funny about it, and it's very hard for us to program those in because what if a guy off the street just walks by and says, "Oh, a festival, everything's funny. I'm in a bad mood," and then they go to see a show about, a terrible experience in Vietnam. That's going to ruin that guy's day.
Funny is important for Solacom. So you guys, before midnight tonight, pitch your show before midnight tonight and save some money there. And you can pitch more than one show if you want, but you got to do it separately. So it's $15 a show that you want to submit. And that's pitchsketchfest.com, Solacom?
pitsketchfest.com/Solacom, or if you just go to pitsketchfest.com, you'll see the little link for Solacom on there also.
And it's going to be fantastic, everyone. I highly recommend it. I'm sure we'll be talking to Peter when it gets up on its legs and that who's going to be in it and everything, and we'll get that going too. Peter, thank you for calling in. I'm going to play a song from your musical now.
Thank you so much.
And good luck with everything. Everybody, go check it out. I'm going to send this to a couple of people I know who would be good.
Great,
all right. Thank you, Peter Michael
Martino. Have a great day,
all right.
Bye.
You too. Bye. He's a great guy. He does so much terrific stuff. This is from his show that performed in Japan and England. Desperately Seeking Susan, the musical.
Found out. know it's not true. You've been looking for a man to do things I do. Well, the way I see it, babe, is I know me, you just don't know you. With all your doubtfulness and all your denying, it's hurting me, baby. Makes me feel like dying. Well, the way I see it, baby, is I know me, you just don't know you. It's hard to believe you're much too smart to lose the kind of love coming from our heart. And when you know my love is true, and every day I'll give something new.
Let
Monty. Oh, what a pal. Landlord's always in between me and my gal. When the mailman comes to the door, he lets out his big mighty roar. Let me tell you about my dog Monty. Oh, what a pal. Oh, what a pal. The damn dog's always getting between me and my gal. When it's time for me to go to bed, he's got a smelly butt when I put my head. Let me tell you about my dog, Monty. Oh, what a pal. Oh, what a pal. Stop barking now. The song's over.
That was terrific. That's Froon with Frank Chalenza. This album is produced by Frank Chalenza and George Oakley. If you want to find more information, go to www.froon.com. www.froon.com. Go check him out. That's great songs. I'll be playing his songs upcoming. I want to say a special thank you to the people in the house, and that's Betty Jo Tucker from Movie Attic Headquarters every Tuesday at 4 p.m. on Blog Talk Radio. Chuck Skull, Chuck's World of Mayhem, Nostalgia Radio at its best. And that is, I believe, Saturday mornings. I want to say 10. And also Chuck Mondays at 9, Chuck Skull. And with Kat Vecchione, World Talk Rock, 8 p.m. Saturday nights, Wacko Bob, Tuesdays through Fridays at 9 a.m. on Blog Talk Radio. Thank you all for tuning in. And don't forget Solocom. Go check it out, please. Wish me luck. Hope I get in it. We'll see. And let's go out on a little me, Nancy Lombardo. Here we go.
I once dreamed of being chased through a dollhouse by a white lobster that wore glitter and spoke with a French accent. Now, what this meant, I'll never know. But I do know if I told anybody, I'd be labeled a lunatic. And labeling is wrong unless it's for the public good. Let's say you're at a party, and you can take out a labeling gun and start tagging people like they do in Wild Kingdom. Wacko. Loser. You're so friendly. That would really be good. But not too friendly like the guys in the office, or your boss who's really nice. Except in an earthquake, you'd really be thinking, he's old. He's slow. I can beat him to the Georgia. Oh yeah, LA's a jammed up situation. I have enough faults I wouldn't purposely build my home over one. The one time I was naive enough to think that generic food was for the elderly. It made sense to me at the time. All those big black and white labels. And a friend pointed out, Nancy, there's a difference between generic and geriatric. Boy, did I feel foolish not to be confused with them. But I do think they have a lot to do with each other, since men tend to do a lot of thinking from that area. What all this has to do with nothing is, don't you know, how my brain works and connects things. Like so. So anytime you think I'm crazy, you're probably right.
Thank you.